The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
American combat troops will not be returning to fight in Iraq. Will not allow the United States to be dragged back into another ground war in Iraq, because ultimately it is up to the Iraqis to bridge their differences and secure themselves.
All right, the president once again reiterating for everybody who's worried about it, we're not going to do it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, boots on the ground. A lot of the conversation in your nooks and crannies over what we saw just a week ago, the beheading of American freelance journalist James Foley. And now the cries that Americans are next, more Americans, and several that are in captivity, that have been kidnapped, they are being threatened with that possibility. In the meantime, the so-called black ops crew that includes the elite British fighting force and our own select Navy SEALs on the war path, so to speak, to wipe out ISIS. And this is a bad group you don't want to tangle with. And they were able to get rid of 3,500 insurgents in Iraq in the past, recently, not too long ago. So ISIS already has some competition there, meaning, or a good foe in that group. What happens next, though? There is surveillance. There is more conversation. There are targeted strikes that are being planned for Syria. There is never enough of what can we do here. And there is a lot of speculation as to what happened in the situation with Foley, and thinking of the others that are being threatened with the similar possibility. And Rear Admiral John Kirby tried to clear that up when he talked about things just don't poof happen all of a sudden.
We've been watching ISIL for many months now, and we recognize that their development, their growth, the increase in their capabilities, it hasn't happened overnight, and it has happened regionally, that they operate pretty much freely between Iraq and Syria. Do we have perfect information about them and their capabilities, whether it's on the Syrian side of the border or the Iraqi side? No, we don't. Now, we're gaining better knowledge in Iraq because we have been flying more surveillance flights over the country.
Yeah, I think that those surveillance flights are key. Any of that intel, is massively important. And for a lot of different reasons, I say that because this is a global threat. I mean, it really is. And how much does it threaten us in the United States? Well, we go to bed at night, we put our lay our head on our pillow, we're jamming out to whatever it is that we're doing, and we're worried about the start of football season or what we're doing over the weekend or what are we eating for dinner. And we don't want to be in a position where we have to look over our shoulder and think, oh no, here we go again. Nobody wants a repeat of anything similar to that disaster on 9/11. And we know in the past, as much as they've been criticized, people in the intelligence business, they still managed to keep a net on some of the possibilities, the homegrown threats that could have hit us pretty hard in a lot of major cities, including Dallas and New York and California, just in general a couple of hot spots in the state, but they were stopped. This is why your breath gets taken away. Word comes down that there's an American jihadi that was killed in Syria. His name was Doug MacArthur McCain. Originally from San Diego, 33 years old. Grew up Christian, neighbors say, friendly, nice guy. Decides he wants to hook up with the Islamic State. And how do we know that he's an American? Because the Free Syrian Army found his body after he was killed in a firefight with them as he was fighting for the Islamic State. So they have his body and his passport to identify him. And it definitely matches. Troubling because we know that there are Americans, as we've talked about on this show, who ditch it all to go and hook up and be part of this terrorist network. So he had been on a U.S. watch list of potential terror suspects for a while. If he had tried to come back into the country, he would have certainly had some scrutiny before boarding any plane coming into the United States, we can only hope, because of that list. On his Facebook and social media posts, he talked about reverting to Islam about 10 years ago. And he called himself Dual, the slave of Allah, on Facebook. But when you go back into his history, he was anything but, he was a basketball player, goofy, nothing that would alarm his family. But recently had become much more sympathetic of jihadist groups. To me, this is a frightening thing to follow because the Pentagon is even saying that they're concerned about some of the releases of people, some of the information they have on people as to what they're doing when they leave the United States and head for places like Syria. They end up in Syria. So the fact that he became a jihadist devastated his family, surprised his friends. And he's somebody who, even though he was on a list, could have been one of those dangerous Americans who somehow get back in and have a real shot at doing damage, and ultimately that might have been the goal. At this point, there's like 7,000 foreign fighters, according to our intelligence people, that are in Syria. Extremist. He would be one of them on that list. And there are dozens of American citizens who are doing that. Dozens. They're investigating the Americans who have traveled to Syria or Iraq to fight. And this happens on the heels, his death, on the heels of hearing that a 22-year-old man from Florida carried out a suicide bombing in Syria in May. And then we had the Denver woman who was arrested in July on suspicion of trying to fly to Syria to support the insurgents. And then there were two guys in Texas who were taken into custody on very similar charges. Yikes. Surveillance flights over Syria, identifying targets, wiping out the Islamic State. That part has to be the goal. No boots on the ground. Odds and ends right here from the get-go. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single serving. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So we've been talking about ISIS a lot here on America Tonight and what a threat they are to the United States. Or are they a real threat to the United States? How concerned should we be? I think we should be concerned about what I mentioned as far as Americans who are deciding they're going to hop on board and they ditch whatever life they had and they go to the extreme measures of trying to hook up with these jihadists, knowing full well what's going on and then adopting the principles, which it seems crazy to all of us. But the crazy part is how if we're not careful, they can end up back in the United States and how this will turn on all of us. All right, I promised some odds and ends because we want to mix in some other things as well. You know, we've got a big weekend coming up. Of course, Labor Day weekend, a lot of people, maybe many of you are doing that. Maybe some of you are actually listening to me when you're packing up your stuff and you're ready to get out of town. Or you're doing a staycation and you have a couple of days off from work. Whatever it is, for goodness sake, be careful out there. This is the time when people are heading in all different directions. A huge time to jump in the car and travel. So we'll probably see some people, you know how you try to eke out every second. That's when I worry about the tired driving. Oof, you've worked, you've pounded it. You're pounding in 15, 16 hours, whatever it is, to get everything done. And then you get in a car and you got to go somewhere like 5 hours. Yikes. So anyway, I think this Labor Day there's going to be lots and lots of people on the road, as there always is. Mixing in some of that, the rest of the conversation, but besides the fact that it's Labor Day and I'm sure many of you have plans, including the start of perhaps the football season, college football, and then after that we have pro football starting, and we'll have a Nail the Score coming up not next week, but the following week we'll do it. And it'll coincide before the first game of the NFL season. Wow. If you play fantasy football, you're probably desperately trying to figure out, okay, here's my moves and here's who I'm going to get. Like the best player who's available when you decide that it's time to draft and it's your turn and you're up. Hopefully that's what you're going to do. All right, so check this out. What is with the deal with people stowing away and getting away with it? I mean, you know, remember the story about the kid that went all the way to Hawaii in the wheel well and the craziness of that, and if that was true or not? Well, now they've got a woman who's accused of trying to sneak on a whole bunch of different flights without a ticket, sentenced to jail for returning to an L.A. airport because, you know, she's on probation. She was recognized kind of milling around the Phoenix airport. So this is a 62-year-old woman. They take her into custody near the baggage claim. Somebody sort of recognized that something wasn't right. And she's someone who a couple of times was able to get pretty darn close to getting on flights and getting and making it. She was sentenced to the 18 months when she was arrested for trying to get on board three Hawaii-bound flights at the San Francisco airport on three different days. So she came pretty close, but just missed out on that. Boy, you know, we talk about security. And if you're getting that close and you're at the gate, how are you getting, what is it, a fake ticket? How are you getting that close to the gates where you're almost there, where you've figured out a way to get on board? I practically get the shakedown every single time I go to the airport with tickets and where's the ticket and scanning it and, oh, we can't scan your phone, something happened to the thing or whatever. So I really would be curious as to how that those attempts got as close as they did and nobody stopped her getting through security and then ultimately getting pretty close to getting on the plane. This is a cool story. I always wish this would happen to me. I hear about wherever I am, I hear, oh yeah, the Indians used to go through here in this valley, and there was arrowheads everywhere. You could probably find an arrowhead just walking down the street. And this happened in New Jersey. There was a kid that was playing on a beach, and he found a 10,000-year-old arrowhead that was used to possibly spear fish or hunt a mastodon. And this Noel Cordell, who's 10 years old, and his family were vacationing on Long Island, on Long Beach Island, last week when he found it at the edge of the surf. So he's just walking along. He said it was sharp enough that it hurt him in his leg. He thought it was a crab, but he picked it up. And then when he picked it up, he saw what it was. So the family contacted the Archaeology Society in New Jersey. Yeah, there is one of those, right? So they looked at the arrow, the point, you know, the arrowhead and the point, and they think it is anywhere from 8,000 to 11,000 years old. And then the New Jersey shore was just treeless. It had, of course, this was after the glaciers had been treated, right? I mean, that is so rare. Talk about being blown away. That kid has to just be out of his mind, crazy excited. I mean, crazy excited. So they think what they're going to do is they're going to donate it to a museum after he has a chance to show it to his class. You got to love that. Of course, the beginning of show and tell. It's the beginning of the year. You're not going to believe what I found. This could be 10,000 years old. I was walking down the beach. I thought a crab was trying to grab me. And here it's this arrowhead. He'll, like, always have that story to tell. But, yeah, I found the 10,000-year-old relic just by accident. I think that's a pretty cool story. That's never happened to me. I run into the crab every single time I go into the water or some sharp object. I'm convinced it's a crab, and I'm convinced no matter what water I'm in, it's like the crabs communicate, and they let them know that I happen to be in Florida or New Jersey or wherever for that particular day. That's crazy. And this is a crazy story, and I was watching one of the sports stations and came across this. Of course, it's all over the place, about this USC story of the football player who said he saved his nephew's life and he had two high ankle sprains because he was trying to save a 7-year-old nephew, and who he was helping, he jumped off a balcony into a pool. That's what he said. This is the senior corner, Joshua Shaw, and the story started to spread over the weekend. Because, of course, they're not going to be there against Fresno State because of the high ankle sprains when they opened the season. And it started to spread that, oh, he's a hero. That's amazing that he did that. And people were talking about how great he was and, oh, how cool. And now some other people have come forward and they say, no, that's not exactly what the story is about. So the school is trying to determine if his story is right or if it's false, because they're getting contradictory calls as to what he said last Saturday. So was it he tells friends one thing and then he told the school something else and then the word got out? Or it seems cockamamie. I mean, the only shred of truth, I guess, in it that they can verify is, I mean, you look at his ankles. He has high ankle sprains, absolutely. But there must be something crazy happening in the middle of it. The school said that it happened Saturday night when he was at a family party at his cousin's apartment. And he said his nephew couldn't swim. He saw him struggling in the pool. And then that's when he jumped off the balcony into the concrete, you know, onto the concrete below. And was able to crawl to the pool, even though he's in pain, and pull his nephew out. To safety before pulling himself out of the water. And he said he was traumatized, but he's in good shape, and that he feels lucky to be surrounded by the trainers and the doctors and all the great people that were helping him. But the story somehow is not making sense, and the Trojans are saying, oh, what a great kid he is and how fabulous he is, and they're looking into it. So it makes you wonder, doesn't it? Stay with us. You don't have to wonder what's coming up next. A feel-good story.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear it here. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
America Tonight. A big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. You're going to love this. In our virtual green room right now, Rhonda Gaines, she's the author of Power of the Boardroom. Boy, that is something people are talking about a lot lately. So the other part of that is when you think boardroom, what do you think? You know, I had that visualization, right? But how do you achieve that balance? How do you take some of what you've learned at work, at your business, being successful there, and bring it back into the house? How do you turn the table, so to speak? So Rhonda's here to enlighten us in that direction. Hey, Rhonda.
Hi. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part.
So let's talk about that for a second. People think of their life in, I think, sometimes in quadrants. Okay, so here's work mode, but I have to run, pick up kids, I have to do this. Here's my other mode, and the two don't collide. But you're saying they should collide, right?
Yes, I am. For so long, I tried to be what I thought the image should be at work, and then I would switch hats, and I would come home, and I was trying to be that wife to my husband, and then I switch, and and I'm the model mom to the kids, and then I switch, and then I'm the community activist, and then I switch. And it is exhausting. And I finally determined there had to be a better way. And that's why the power of the boardroom is, it's really a status symbol to get people to understand that success is really what they create, not what definition of someone created for them.
So if you have that balance in your life, do you think you also thrive more at work?
I think you are joyful. You are centered. You know what your purpose is, and every decision you make should pretty much be geared toward who you are. For me, as far as this memoir is concerned, The Power of the Boardroom, the elements I used were my faith, my family, and my career. Those were the three wheels that were constantly turning. And if any decision I made, anything that I took on did not help support those three, then it wasn't for me.
You know, that goes to the thing of saying no. I think people, it's like an ugly word, Rhonda, for some reason, that people say yes to too many things. And my philosophy, if you say yes to everything, then what does your yes mean? You know,
that's
you have
true.
To say no.
You have to say no, and I didn't. And unfortunately, I said yes so many times because I was fortunate in that I was talented, and I am talented, but I didn't know what to do with that talent. I had other people telling me what to do, and I took on too much. And in wanting to be excellent in everything, my life crumbled, and for many years, I went into a depression that I could not even get out of, and it wasn't me. And it's frightening to think that you do everything right, but at the end of the day, you almost lose everything you're fighting for.
Wow, that's powerful. So you come out of that and you've turned it around. So how do you turn it around? Because I guarantee, Rhonda, they might not be telling people, but there are a lot of people listening to us right now that are going through what you went through, and they hit that bottoming point and things crumble.
Well, first of all, you really have to look at your beliefs. And in our country, we tend not to really understand what we believe. I look within myself, and I constantly say, if I'm not true to myself and to my faith that really drives everything that I do and who I am, then how can I expect others to respect me and understand who I am myself? So when you are determining if your circumstances are too much for you, then pull back and look at what are you fighting for. Look at the relationship and the communication, if you are married, that you're having with your husband, and look at how can you work more effectively as a team. We are so much about teamwork, and especially when it comes to sports, but we don't take the same concept with our family. We are a team. And if the team fails, everyone fails. It's all or nothing. So taking time out, I had to learn how to say no gracefully. I had to be prayerful about what I did and made sure that everything I did supported the goals. And my friends, my true friends, really understood that. And my family gave 100% support.
And sometimes when you do that, do you find that other people fall by the wayside, though, right?
They do. But you know what? I've learned that everyone goes through this. Some people will verbalize it and some people won't. When I went through the depression, I am a very analytical type of individual, very logical. And when I had sought the opinions, the medical opinions of many of the top doctors in the community, they finally looked at me and said they could not help me anymore, and that in essence, they were directing me to give up and just do the best I could, in essence. But that wasn't who I was. And interestingly enough, that's when I really started redefining what success was. And I took all of the knowledge that corporate America had taught me, and I reframed it. And I used it with my children and my husband at home. And that's why we turned our dinner table into a boardroom analogy. And we taught them. We taught them how to deal with situations in school and every aspect of their life as they were growing up. Many of the children today cannot learn the art of respecting because they're not taught how to respect. And we had to teach them all of the basic elements that we hold so dear. We had to teach. And I turned my situation around in that I started giving to my children instead of giving to myself during a time that normally that's not Rhonda. I wouldn't have done it that way.
Wow. So with the reactions with the kids, I imagine it was amazingly positive. What did you find?
Interestingly enough, now my children are highly successful. And I wish I could say it was all about what my husband and I did. But it was all about what we finally realized. We helped them to apply their faith in their daily situation. So when they were faced at bullying at school, when they were faced with situations where they thought it was not, quote unquote, fair, we helped them to think differently. And we came together as a family. When the children walked into that home had to be a safe zone. That home had to be a safe zone that they knew they could be affirmed. They knew they could be loved. They could not only feel it, but they could see my husband and I demonstrating it to each other. I had to show respect to my husband and learn it all over again because in my eyes, he wasn't the man that I anticipated or thought he should be in order for me to achieve the success that I wanted within my career even. But I had to redefine and look at what I considered important. And by doing that, the children learned to even respect us even more. And the love, the nurturing, the confidence, it's amazing. They're doing much better than my husband and I did at their ages, I assure you.
Wow, that is some potent stuff. So especially the affirmation. People don't affirm anymore, do they?
No, they don't. And it's not that people are mean-spirited. They're not. When we get into our zone, when we get to work, we have so many hours a day to give our very, very, very best to our job. And by the time we get home, I will not lie, we don't have much left. We're giving our family the leftovers, and we're giving corporate America the best. And granted, I love making money like anyone else. Who wouldn't? That's part of our right. But it's also part of our right to give to our family what is real, what is solid, what is true. Because otherwise, how can we create leaders to impact our community when they're not taught how to be leaders at home?
Yeah. And you think it starts at home more than anywhere else, right?
It definitely does. Because if we can lay the foundation, then when they start learning, they will have the ability to discern what is true based on their understanding of their value system of faith, family, and career. They understand what is real and what's not. When I was a child, believe it or not, I loved to watch TV because that was my outlet, if you will. But at the dinner table, we would take time to educate the young children at the table to discern between what is real and what is not. Our parents had to teach us what is real on the television and what is not, so that we would have an understanding. Just because we saw something or heard something, that does not mean that it's real or it comes out of our mouth.
Yeah. Perfect place to end this. What an enlightening conversation. I really enjoyed it. Rhonda Gaines, the book is called Power of the Boardroom. Somebody wants to get it, Rhonda. How do they pick up your book?
Please go to our website. If you go to rbgbusinesssolutions.com and you go to the book under the menu, you can order the book online and it will soon be available this week with Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Excellent. Rhonda, thanks, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers. Free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heading for the exits once again. Amazing. Boy, time flies, doesn't it, here on America Tonight. Big weekend and the rest of the week in store, I think, for a lot of people. I mentioned this just briefly earlier, but it's Labor Day weekend, so a couple of extra days here and there, and this is it. It's officially the end of the summer, and I can't believe it. It just seems like we blinked our eyes, and all of a sudden it's gone. When I was a kid, oh, I hated Labor Day. I hated Labor Day because my family went away for the couple of weeks before that. And growing up in New Jersey, we would come back. I mean, we'd be driving in the car. We'd come back. And the next day, we had to get up so early for school. So, boom, we went from, yay, it's summertime, to, boo, a couple of hours in the car and then some shut eye, and then we are going back to school. But it's interesting. I was looking at the history of Labor Day, and Labor Day dates back to 1882. And it was promoted by the Central Labor Union. And then there was a group that I heard of before called the Knights of Labor, and they organized a parade in New York City. So our president then, Grover Cleveland, was concerned about commemorating Labor Day on May 1st, that it would become an opportunity to commemorate this Haymarket massacre that happened, and instead decided to make an official holiday in September to support Labor Day, the Labor Day that the Knights had favored. And the equivalent, as many of you know, because we have Canadians listening to the show, the equivalent holiday in Canada, Labor Day, is celebrated the first Monday of September in as well. It's synonymous with International Workers' Day, which is on months and months before, but it's interesting. So the actual celebrations, the festivals, all of that, marked sometimes the beginning of school for some, like where I grew up. Now it kind of varies because it sort of was like that official thing. But there are plenty of schools in the South that go back earlier, and a lot of that is weather-related. And then they have this longer Labor Day weekend, but they're already in school, whereas we weren't. And it also is the start of college football season, and it traditionally has marked, Labor Day has marked that. And there are other big events that happen in sports around, wrapped around Labor Day. But the history of it is pretty interesting. That technically it's supposed to be labor. It's supposed to be a break from labor in a sense. But really for most people it just feels like, oh, we get that extra day. So we can have a last barbecue parade, whatever it is that we want to stick into that day. And Oregon was actually the first state to make it a holiday in 1887, and then everybody else just kind of followed suit. I was looking at official holidays, thinking about Labor Day, too. And over the years, there have been people that have proposed other national holidays. But boy, in the United States, we are stingy about days off, aren't we? You go to other countries, and they're celebrating anything. Oh, you mean we have another day off? Woohoo! It's National Parents We Appreciate You Day. But here, it takes an act of Congress, literally, and everybody to get along to come up with a national holiday. So, Labor Day it is. And Labor Day signifies a lot of things to a lot of different people. Whether it's beginnings or endings, and in a lot of cases, because September feels like a beginning because of the school thing, I think it, more than anything, it probably symbolizes beginnings, I'm going to say. Probably symbolizes that. All right, a couple other things to mix in here, too, before we hit that final pedal to the metal and smash across the exits of this hour of America tonight. It's interesting because the market's exploded. As much as, you know, it's the big craps table, as I say this, when you have 401ks and other things, of course, that are tied to stocks, but it was a very, very big day, and because of everything else that's happening, it kind of gets lost. When we have a day where you see that the markets are exploding, so much attention is focused elsewhere on some of the things that we've had happening close to home and further off our shores, that unless it crashes, unless it's negative news, you know, we're not paying attention to it. Because our eye is off. It is off the ball. But it was a very, very big, big, big day. Like I say, the markets exploded in the right direction. And, of course, that can change, you know, overnight, which it does, which is why it's, like I say, it's all about the craps table. And maybe it's the fact that some of the earnings reports are coming up and looking at blue chip stocks and where they are, that probably shot some of that up. So the Dow was up over 29 points. The Nasdaq was up over 13 points, and the S&P slightly over 2, which is big. Big compared to what we've been talking about on the street. Here's an interesting kind of side note. As much as, you know, you go to Walmart, you're trying to get ammunition. I've heard people talk about lining up to try to get certain ammunition. Smith and Wesson, the stock actually plunged 15%. And it had really been soaring. But their quarterly sales were down by just over $39 million because there's less demand now for the rifles. So it's fallen off compared to last year, where they're 45% from what they were last year. And summer is traditionally pretty slow anyway. But they expect the next time they'll pick some of that slack up. But in the last couple of years, for the gun industry, just in general, there's been a high demand because of what's led up to it. Some of the school shootings, some of the things that have happened have fueled concern. And, of course, it's the whole gun restriction thing and talking about gun laws that really has led to the intensity as far as gun owners and gun ownership. And that's why I think those stocks really took off. But the president hasn't gotten a bill through Congress that increases any kind of regulation. And so, you know, now Americans aren't buying quite as many guns as they were at one point, fearing that, ooh, we better get the guns now. So that would naturally pull that stock back down. But it is true, that was... maybe a year, 2 years ago, was a huge stock to own because of the amount of people that were buying guns, and it sent it soaring. And you think about this, maybe it's one of those things where if you own a gun, you have a gun, and then maybe you have whatever other gun you have, and maybe another gun, and now you're set. You're probably set for a while, because why would you be looking to stock up even more if you've already have whatever's in your arsenal? And perhaps that also sent it spiraling in the opposite direction. But the market was up. We'll see what the next day brings, because when we get to Labor Day, of course, you mix in some days off where the markets are closed. You want to share your thoughts? You can do it 24/7 here on America Tonight. Send them to me, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and my ode to James Gandolfini. Bada bing, you are in.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.